Welcome back, everybody. To Yomi Teh, we're up to Daf Samach Dalam Beis 64b, and we are on the Mishnah by the top of Samach Dalam Beis. The Mishnah starts talking about different things that women are allowed to go out with on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Yotza Isha, a woman is allowed to go out on Shabbos b'chutei sear with hair braided to the strands of her hair, meaning as like an extra halo or an extra wig type of thing. Well, we'll get to that in just a little bit. Bein mishala, whether they are strands of her own hair. Bein mishal chaverta, whether they are strands of someone else's hair. Bein mishal behema, whether they are the hair of an animal. You're allowed to have that attached to your own hair. V'totefes uvisarvitim isman shehein tfurin. And a set of these head ornaments, things which are on a hat, because they're sewn onto the hat, it's not going to be a problem because you're not going to remove them, because otherwise you would expose your hair. But kavu pe anachris lechatzir, and a woman is allowed to go out with this fancy type of hat or with a wig into the courtyard. This is a pe anachris. This is like our traditional wigs. They're allowed to go into the courtyards with them, but they are not allowed to go into versus haram, it seems. The Mishnah then goes on and says a woman's also allowed to go out with b'moksha ba'azna, some sort of cotton things in her ear, like a wad in her ear, u'moksha ba'sandala, or something in her shoe for extra cushion, u'moksha yiskino l'nidasa, or something that she has to protect her from her nida, b'pil pil, she's allowed to go out with a peppercorn in her mouth to protect from bad breath, u'bagal gol melech, and a lump of salt to heal the teeth, l'chol davar sh'nitin l'soch pia, and anything else that was placed in her mouth, u'bavach l'otitin l'chat chila b'shabbos, as long as she didn't initially put that in her mouth, b'shabbos v'im nafal lo tachzir, and also if it fell from her mouth, she would not go ahead and return it on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah ends, Shein Tosevas, Shein Shel Zahav, that if someone has a fake tooth made of gold, Rebbe Matir, Rebbe says she's allowed to go out with it, v'chachamim osrim, the chachamim say you are not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. So now, our Mishnah started and talked about the different types of hair that's allowed to be added to a woman's hair and they're allowed to go out with on Shabbos, whether it was her own hair, her friend's hair, or animal's hair. So the Gemara starts by analyzing why we needed all three of those cases. Utsricha, and the Mishnah needed to tell us all of these cases. Why? Because if the Mishnah only taught us ours, Mishim de lomais, because it's not gross to go and wear your own hair on top of your hair. But you might think when it's talking about your friend's hair to wear on top of your hair, that might be a little more disgusting, and maybe that would not be allowed on Shabbos because maybe she's going to come remove it and carry it, so maybe it wouldn't be allowed, kamash one that it is. And if the Mishnah only taught her friend's hair, debas minahu, because this is similar to her type of hair, it's human hair, val debehema, lav bar minahu, but you might think a woman, an animal hair, of course that's not going to be allowed, imalo. So tricha, therefore the Mishnah needed to say all these things. Now the Gemara goes and quotes a brisa about wearing strands of hair on Shabbos. Tano vavacha lo teitzei yalda b'shel zikna. That this is all allowed. Person's allowed to wear the other type of hair on Shabbos as an extension to theirs, as long as a young person is not wearing the old person's hair, meaning like if someone young is wearing a gray extensions, that's not going to be allowed. Zikna b'shel yalda, and that an elderly woman is not allowed to go out with young people hair. What does this mean? So says the Gemara, Bishlam is a kin of b'shel yalda shevachuva. So I understand why you needed to teach that an elderly woman can't go out with the hair of a young girl, because that's an enhancement. So someone might do that. So you might think that would be allowed, but kamash mulan, it's not going to be allowed. Elialda b'shel zakena. But when we're talking about a young woman wearing a gray wig, amai, why does the Brisa need to teach us that she's not allowed to go out with gnaihula? Of course, that should be obvious because she's going to get ridiculed and she's going to take it off and come to carry it. So why are we even mentioning it in our Brisa? So says the Gemara, I did tana zakena b'shel yalda tana nami yalda b'shel zakena. So the Gemara answers that since the Mishnah taught the law of an older woman wearing the hair of a younger woman, so it just teaches the opposite as well. Then the Mishnah said, "Bekavul pe anachris lechatzir," that a woman is allowed to go out with this fancy type of hat, a wool hat, and a wig into the courtyard. So says the Gemara, brings a machlokas in the Amoraim. Amar Rav, Rav says, "Kol she'asru chachamim latzis bo l'rishus harabim," anything that the chachamim said that you are not allowed to go and carry into Rishus HaRabim, Asr Latzis Bo L'Chatzir. You are not allowed to go into L'Chatzir with that as well. So anytime something's Asr to carry, doesn't matter if it's the Rishus HaRabim, if it's L'Chatzir, it's going to be a problem. Chutz Mikavu L'Pei Anachris, except for this woolen hat and the wig, where you would be allowed to go L'Chatzir. Even though you still can't go Rishus HaRabim, there you would be allowed to go into L'Chatzir. Now the opposite view, Rabbanani Bar Sosan Mishmei De Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Hakol kechavul, that everything is like the kavul, meaning when we say that things are allowed in a chatzer, so everything's allowed in a chatzer, and when we say that things are usher to go out with on Shabbos, that's only going into Rishus HaRabim, that's going to be a problem, but just going into the chatzer is certainly going to be okay. Comes the Gemara and asks a question on this ruling of Rav Anani that everything in the chatzer is going to be okay. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, but kavul peyanachris lechatzer bishlam el Rav Nicha el Rav Anani bar sason kasha. So our Mishnah explicitly said that you're allowed to go out with this fancy hat and the wig into a courtyard, which implies that everything else is not allowed to be taken into a courtyard. So how are we supposed to answer that? So answer the Gemara, Rav Anani bar sason mishmei deman kamar lei. Rav Anani said his ruling. Who did he say it in the name of? Mishmei Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi. He said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi tanu upalig. He's allowed to disagree with our Mishnah. So when Rav Anani was quoting Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi, he was saying, you're right, in a chalami, that's going to be against our Mishnah, but he's a Tana and he's allowed to disagree with our Mishnah. But now the Gemara says, V'rav maishna hane. But according to Rav, who does hold that everything that's usher in Rosh Hashanah is going to be usher in the courtyard, except for this type of wig and this type of hat. So why are these two things different that they would be allowed in the courtyard? So Amar Ua says, Kidei Shelo Tiskana Al Bala. The rabbis allowed this, the rabbanon allowed this, to make sure that a woman's still allowed to look nice for her husband, even in the chatzar. Kidei, because the Brisa says, V'hadava benidasa. The Torah talks about a woman who becomes tamei through her nida. And the Gemara says, Zekenim harishonim amru. So based on these words, V'hadava benidasa, the early Zekenim said, Shelo tichol, that a woman's not allowed to wear makeup when she's in nida, V'lo tikpos, and she can't try to do anything to make herself look nice. V'lo tiskashe big day tzvon, and she shouldn't wear fancy clothing, so that way she's going to stay separate from her husband. Achabar Rabbi Akiva v'limit, until Rabbi Akiva came and taught, Imkena tamegana al-bala, then she's going to become repulsive to her husband, Imtza bala megarsha, and then they're going to get divorced. Rather, it doesn't mean that she should stay separate and not try to look nice at all for her husband. Rather, all it means is that she just stays as a nida until she goes into the mikvah. But of course, she's allowed to wear things to make her look nice for her husband, even during the times of nida. This was taught by Rabbi Akiva, and this is why the chiddush is that you are allowed to wear these fancy things out into the chatzar to make sure she looks good for her husband. Now, once we mentioned the ruling of Rav, we're going to quote a different ruling of Rav, which has relevance lehalacha in different areas of Shas. So, Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Rav, Rav Yudah, Sinei Rav. Kol makom shasru chacham ne maras ayin. Anytime we say something's usher because of maras ayin, so you might think that's only in public. Afilu bechadri chadarim, usher. That's even going to be usher even within the innermost chambers of a room. Meaning, even if you're in private, it's still going to be a problem. So now the Gemara asks a question on this. Is this really true? Tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah. V'lo b'zugah pa pisha pakuk. So the way they used to have their donkeys, there would be bells on the donkeys, and people would know the donkeys are coming, and it would make noise, and it would give the impression that the donkey's being taken to the market, which is usher on Shabbos. So let's say someone's walking their donkey on Shabbos. Are you allowed to have these bells on them? So this Mishnah says that even if the bell is plugged up and it's not going to make any noise, it's still going to be a problem, because Mara Sain, it looks like they're going to the marketplace, and it would be a problem. The Tani Idach, but it's also taught on a different price. That if someone is going to want to walk their donkey a little bit on Shabbos, you can plug up the hole and then walk in the chatzar, because it's in the chatzar. No one's going to see you anyway, so there's no issue of Maris Ayin. But if Rav's really right that Maris Ayin applies in public and in private, then how would this be allowed? How is someone allowed to go the chatzar? How would that possibly be? So the Gemara answers Tanaihi. Really, this matter is a machlokas Tanaim. The Tanya, because it was taught in a brisa, top of Samachem and Alf. Shotchan Bechama. So if someone's clothes became soaking wet with rainwater on Shabbos, so you're allowed to spread them out in the sun to sun dry in a secluded area. V'alo k'negad ha'am. But you're not allowed to do this in a public place, because people are going to think that you're washing your clothes on Shabbos, and there's an issue of Maris Ayin. Rebbe Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Ostern, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they say, no, even if you're going to do it in this secluded area, it's going to be a problem, because whatever is a problem in Maris Ayin in public, it's also going to be an issue in private. So we see that this machlokas over here about sun drying your clothes is the same machlokas that we have about whether Maris Ayin is a problem, b'chadrei chadarim or not. This is Daf Samach Daf Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.